The late John Kenyuck was a remarkable raconteur. His Manx accent was soaked in character, and even more so when he was talking to Manx folk, like here, with the committee of the Cronky, the Cronkavoddy ploughing match.
Now, one of the other committee members is Dennis Quirk. Dennis, you were born at Cronkavoddy too. Where were you born at Cronky?
I was born in Cronk na Feisig, out by Little London. There's no electric, no water when I was out there, but I would go out again tomorrow, I think.
Would you really?
I think I'd probably be on my own, but it was the water that we got in the wintertime came down a spout, and the cows used to drink out of the same trough. And in the summertime, the spout went dry, and we used to get it down the road, a couple of hundred yards down the road,
right.
Down in a gutter.
At the Crot.
At the Crot.
And bus then to St John's School.
Bus to St John's School. I remember one day going to go to school and I didn't feel like going this day. So I lay in the hedge and watched the bus go. But I seen two people getting off the bus and they walked up the hill past me. I jumped over the hedge. I didn't want them to see me. So jumped over the hedge and they walked up past two men. Well, I went down, always went down to the crossroads to have a look to make sure somebody seen me at the bus, but the bus was gone. So I went home, and when I got home, the two men were working at home, doing a roof on the cow house. And when they came in at lunchtime, they said, "Why aren't you at school today? Oh, you missed the bus. We never seen him on the road."
That's
right. True, that.
I'm sure it is. Mona Kane is sitting alongside me here as well. You were at Little London, your Jim's sister, of course, and you remember school days and coming from Little London to the bus?
I certainly do.
What about bad weather? Did you walk in some terrible weather from Little London to the crossroads?
Well, we used to get some wettings, but you just had to get on with it. But then the neighbours were nice too. They were.
Yeah, well, the Quirks, of course.
The Quirks, and it was like one big family, really.
I've heard you say this before.
Yes.
That must have been a lovely aspect of life out there then.
Yes.
That the two families were very good neighbours.
Yes, so we weren't up with there, they were down at us. And it was just one big happy family.
Mm. Did you help each other on the respective farms?
Oh, yes, you always helped each other.
Right.
And even the wives, like in the summertime, it was very hot weather and the butter wouldn't, you know, they couldn't get the butter to set. They'd be helping each other to do that. And
really?
If any of them wasn't well, the other would just automatically take over and help.